Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Hey, what's cracking, y'all? It's your boy Griff, and you are listening to I Hate the Homies, episode 92. And then I'm gonna do it right. Episode 92, Super Dave, please, Reggie White again.
Please, just one. Thank you. Just one.
How you?
Good. I was like, man, he cannot mess this one up.
92. I'm doing Reggie White for four more 90s. So how about that? And I hate the homies.
And it's your boy Super Dave. But guess what? Wait, hold on. Where's Rock?
Rock T got to do something, but he gonna jump on in the second part. And we got a lot of things going on this morning. It's all good. And finish. And guess what?
We don't care.
At all. How about that? So a lot of moving parts. We're going to talk about what's happening in the NFL. And then towards the end of the podcast, I had an interview with Rashad White, the running back for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You are going to love that. We're going to see where these quarterbacks are going and what's really up with the number one pick. And then it's all about March Madness on the men's side, on the women's side. Woo! Episode 92 of I Hate the Homies starts right nizzow.
You done messed up, A-Ron.
Yeah, huh? I been geeking for this broadcast. Got me in my bag, cause all they do is talk a lot of trash. Wait until I see them face to face off of this podcast. What you gotta say now? Check the facts, don't have the wrong stat. Rock T, he a genius as a sport, make Ricky smile, boy. Super Davey Holly come up short on like it's Cowboys. Always controversial, Griff call out plays, no rehearsal. Got me talking all in circles. Ah, I hate the homies. And Griff be laughing like it's funny. But they never bet no money. They my mans, but they throw me. Ah, I hate the homies.
All right, we're going to go straight into the NFL. I want to say this first, and then Super Dave just reminded me of this. Aaron Donald, the...
Were you surprised by that?
The future Hall of Famer, the
first
MVP
ballot,
defensive player of the year, a gang of times, retired.
Retired out of nowhere. 10 years in the NFL. 10.
But you know what I love, though? Man, you ain't got to be all old and can't walk, and he got hella money. He got a family. Man, go good. I'm happy for him. Good. And the NFL going to give him a pension, and maybe he can get in a booth. He's a smart dude. You know what I'm saying?
So he has, he won.
Is he a smart dude?
Oh, he's a smart dude. He's okay, a smart dude. And he's making a lot of money. And he made a lot of money. In 2014, he was the defensive rookie player of the year.
Yep.
And he had a Pro Bowl that year. He's won a defensive player of the year three times. Three times.
Yeah, he's a problem.
And I think the one thing we all remember was when they played the Cincinnati Bengals a few years ago in the Super Bowl, and Joe Burrow's about to drive to win the game.
He thought
until Aaron Donald. The guy was incredible. The guy is incredible.
Woke him up. And I hope it ain't no controversy or nothing behind it. I just hope that he just wanted, you know what? I did 10 years. Why do I got to play till my knees don't? Why do I got to play till these dudes just shop me around, really don't care? That dude is at the top of the game. When you say a quarterback on the defensive side, that's Aaron Donald. When you say, I've heard all players say, that's a dude that ain't never given up. The tackles on the offensive line have all went out and said, you know, I'm in this game to play the best, but Aaron Donald is who you want to go against, and he is going to go against you every play, taking no plays off. I love him. I'm a fan.
I think the biggest thing, too, was he's played with the same team for 10 years. He played all his seasons with the Rams. Yes, from both sides, which you don't really see in the NFL, especially on the defensive side. They'll trade you off in a minute. He got his money. He got his ring. He got with three
he got
defensive
it,
players.
He got it. He got it all, dog.
He got it all. But I think the big question was people were asking, like ESPN and all these other places were asking, is he is he the best defensive player ever?
Maybe, maybe not. And maybe, but I bet you he in the talk, though. I know he in the top five.
That's why. I can't believe we're agreeing. I agree with top five. But yeah. It's no way I'll put him past.
You don't get to play half the time as everybody else and then get GOAT status. But is he one? Is he one that everybody had to deal with and left the game on his terms? Absolutely. I'm happy for dude. I hope he goes to the training and is able to go to the booth, because I would love to hear his commentary on defense or just football from his view. You know, we all thought Warren Sapp would be a big commentator. He didn't. And Warren Sapp was great, you know, but I'm a fan. Would have loved him to be a Raider after he played for the Rams a bunch of times, but way to leave on top, OG.
So would you put him past, because he's in my top five, but I think the big question people were asking was, is he better than Lawrence Taylor? Because Lawrence Taylor, to me, is the all-time greatest defensive player.
Who's your all-time greatest defensive player?
Watch him pick a Raider.
Lawrence Taylor is in my top five. I am a Ray Lewis fan.
But better than Lawrence Taylor?
Is Ray Lewis better than Lawrence Taylor?
I'm asking the question. I'm asking you.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Come on. Come on.
Riff. Dog, don't do Ray Lewis like that,
No, I'm not. Ray Lewis was a beast. He's in my top five, but I think the all-time greatest is Lawrence Taylor.
The best defensive player in the whole world and all of football to you is Lawrence Taylor.
Lawrence Taylor. He changed. You got to remember, back in the day, he did change the game. No matter how drugged up he was before a game or how many women he had the night before, he played his ass off, and nobody could tell him anything different. You got to remember back in the day how he played. And you got to remember what he did with Joe Theismann.
If we go back in the day, we can go – you start talking about them dudes, them big Deacon Jones and them.
Well, yeah.
I'm taking no slight for the Giant fans that's listening. I'm taking no slight to Lawrence Taylor. In my mind, as a linebacker, Ray Lewis reincarnated the Lawrence Taylor of the 2000s to me. Okay. It wasn't a defensive player that was that dominant. And then we can't leave out Mean Joe Green and all them, you know what I'm saying?
But Reggie White, the number 92 we talked about earlier.
In my top five, Reggie White, and in no particular order, Reggie White, Ray Lewis, Lawrence Taylor. It's a cornerback. That's a whole problem. I can't think of his name right now. Or free safety.
Ronnie Lott. With the 49ers.
And fifth, it's a Cowboy. Didn't a Cowboy have like an ignorant defensive end?
Charles Haley. Charles Haley?
Yeah, Charles Haley. That's who I mean. Yep, Charles Haley from the 49ers and the Cowboys. So that's kind of my top five. Does Aaron... Ooh, so that means Aaron Donald got to be in the top 10.
see, when you start naming all these guys.
We start thinking about longevity, though. 10 years is cool. I mean, do you get to be the GOAT if you was in the NBA 10 years? I mean, you're going to get a rack of points, but for 10 years, you was amazing. But nobody remembered the 10. What about the people that put in a 16 and a 19 and a 20? You know what I'm saying?
But see, I think that's the hard part. I don't go by years. I go by what you did on the court or
impact.
What you did.
You go
the
by impact
on the field. And Aaron Donald was a beast.
For the last 10 years, Aaron Donald was that dude.
Yes. Just like we can say about Chris Jones right now for the Kansas City Chiefs. The last couple of years, especially this past year, because he got his money now, for the Kansas City Chiefs, he had a great year last year. That's why he got his money.
Way to hold out. I'm not playing till y'all give me some money. Then they gave him some money, and a dude won a Super Bowl because his quarterback only had a tight end, and that dude won the Super Bowl. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, dog, when you look at life and how precious it is, Man, you ain't got to play that game all forever, dog. Y'all making way money than Deacon Jones and them made. And Charles Haley. Haley probably can't walk. Back hurts so good. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, Aaron, he's a handsome man. It's a lot of endorsement things that's out there for him. Again, shout out to, listen. If you can be the best at what you do, and you can leave while you still was the best and not people saying, well, you know, 16 years ago, he was better than, you know, don't nobody want to hear that low self-esteem, dog. Like Aaron Donald, quadruple OG and going to get much respect from people for the rest of his life. Is he better than Lawrence Taylor? I'm sorry. I got to go. You know, you start thinking of,
I mean, you got to do your research, but I'm just speaking from what I've seen, over my years of watching football and how much
it
impacted.
And I know you a Cowboy fan, so you saw Lawrence Taylor twice a year.
Yes.
So it was different for you. It's like you had Lawrence Taylor problems like I got Patrick Mahomes problems.
That's true.
So your outview, your outlook is a lot different. But then let me not be disrespectful, and I think I was. I got to put Howie Long in there, dog.
I'm just going to ask you. You have no Raiders.
I got to put Howie Long in my
Howie
Long.
You have no Raiders.
You know, Lawrence Taylor over Howie Long? Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, come on. Now, come on, Griff. Yes. Lawrence Taylor over Howie Long.
Man.
Not taking anything away.
Alone, dog.
Oh, my God.
Leave my white boy on the line alone, dog. I'm looking at it. Leave my white boy alone, dog. I can go through a couple Raiders. I'm trying to be respectful.
Now, let's head to the offensive side now.
Yeah.
The news we heard over the last week was we knew Russell Wilson. He signed with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
With the Pittsburgh Steelers.
A one-year deal.
We liked it.
We liked the deal.
Mike Tomlin. Being with him, Russell is not garbage. Still threw for over 3,000 last season. Just need Russ need to be liked. I feel like the coach in Seattle was one of them coaches that, come on, Russ, I see you out there. Russ need encouragement. What's his name in Denver was not giving it to him.
Okay,
but he wasn't giving it to him.
Okay, but Griff, play some damn football. You're a quarterback making that kind of money. You don't need no encouragement.
Oh no! Now I'm not saying I don't want him all soft on my team, throwing for 3,000, and he needs somebody to tell him he's amazing. You better get Jerome from the time to get you a mirror and grow up. Like I'm just saying I can kind of tell how Russ needs somebody to be like, it's okay, we gonna go. And Sean Payton wasn't giving him nothing.
But that wasn't Sean Payton
was
guy.
Like, man, go ahead, dog.
And that's fine, but that wasn't Sean Payton guy. If I'm going down, if I'm a head coach and I'm going down and if I get fired in a couple of years, I'm going down with my guys. The guys I wanted to bring in. He didn't sign Russell Wilson.
And he sure wasn't going down with him.
He wasn't going down with him.
He was telling Russell like the Titanic. It's some rafts on the side, young. Get you one.
But how bad? Okay, let me bring this point up. We sit there, we're talking about Sean Payton and what he thought about Russell Wilson. But what did Seattle think about him? Because Seattle gave up on him, right? So there's something.
They didn't give up on him. They was like,
Come on, Griff. They gave.
Yeah, we appreciate you for your 10.
Okay, then. They gave up on him. He could have been still part of that franchise. It was something there.
You're right. In the end, they gave up on him. They could have kept Russell over there and then just had him until he was done and had some good backups. You're right. They gave up on him. But again, I think it goes to that. They don't think I'm playing good right now. And I hold on. He full blown.
Anybody
what? I threw two interceptions. I don't know what I'm gonna
But
do.
He had some great
when
years.
I was good.
Yes. He had some great years in Seattle. But the first year in Denver, he stunk it up. Now he had a bad coach who got fired, bad offensive coordinator who got fired. Sean Payton came in. He looked better, but I think he needs a fresh start because people looking at the money, looking at the situation, how he was coming in. He had his own office in Denver before Sean Payton.
Yeah.
They pampered him. They gave him whatever he wanted. You don't think other players see that? Other players saw that.
Well, the question is, will the players see Justin Fields? Now, Chicago was acting like they was going to keep Justin, but the whole world, I hope Justin wasn't getting caught up in that smoke because the whole world knew.
He knew he was gone.
Yeah, you out of here, dog. Justin Fields goes to the Pittsburgh Steelers, and now Mike Tomlin, I talked to a diehard Steeler fan, like you a Cowboy fan, like I'm a Raider fan, Mike Jones, who's actually from Cleveland and is an ignorant Steeler fan with all the figurines in his house and all. And I said, how you feel about Justin and Russ, man? And he said, you know what? The Steeler fans that say we're going to lose this season are racist because it's two black quarterbacks and a black coach. Like, let them be great. Let them go. Justin Fields was just starting to get his swagger. And we all saw the last 5-6 weeks of last season. Let them bring that. I would love for Justin and Russell to have a good, but you know, Coach Mike Tomlin saying for 3 weeks, I don't know who the starter is yet. Let them boys play. But then you can also put Justin Fields in a situation where Aaron Rodgers was with Brett Favre, except Russell was nicer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let Justin Fields is way more athletic than Russell Wilson, and that's cool. But I don't think his IQ ain't that sweet yet.
But I still think Russ is going to be the starter. I mean, they brought Russ in for a 1-year deal. Now,
yeah. Of course. But I'm saying, who knows if you going
to.
What
I heard was also he's looking to sign a multi-year deal with the Pittsburgh Steelers. So they might change that up because to me, it's fine if Justin comes in and he gets a chance to learn. That's the part. He gets a chance to learn. Look what he had to deal with in Chicago. A bunch of mess.
It was just sloppy football. I was in Chicago a couple of weeks ago, and they was like, man, this is just regular Bears football.
Well, there was
don't be saying that about my team.
But there was no consistency there. You change quarterback. I mean, you change head coaches a couple of times while he's your starting quarterback. You change offensive coordinator.
Offensive coordinators is gone.
So
yep,
what?
Right.
What did he have there to be stable, to grow?
And then look what the Bears doing now. Super Dave done brought in DeAndre Swift. He got 1,000 yards rushing last year. Brought in Mike Williams. He got 1,000 yards receiving. They getting
Keenan
ready
Allen
for that boy
from San Diego.
Yeah, Keenan. They getting ready for that boy.
Yes. For Caleb Williams. I mean, they were going to sign him no matter what. He is the best quarterback coming out.
But guess what, though? Yeah, best quarterback, and is he better than the boy from LSU? I thought, personally, after Washington played USC, that whoever won that game would win the Heisman.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought that. That was the game after the end. USC lost at the crib. Caleb Williams went to his mom's arm and just hugged his mama. But I thought for sure Michael Penix, that was it for him. He was going to win the Heisman. They gave it to Daniels from LSU,
mm-hmm.
and his stats are amazing. But Daniels wasn't part of that Caleb Williams, Michael Penix talk all year and then got the Heisman. I'm not a hater at all. I don't even see Michael Penix being talked about during this NFL draft. Have you heard someone say?
Nobody's talking about him right now.
He's not. Wow.
No, but they shouldn't right now. I mean, they're putting a lot of props on J.J. McCarthy, your guy, for some reason. I don't know why, but that's what they're doing.
Well, I don't think J.J. I would pick Michael Penix over J.J.
Okay, well, thank you. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just keeping it real with myself.
When I go back to that Justin Fields.
Okay.
He just signed, they just traded him off to the Pittsburgh Steelers. But the Pittsburgh Steelers only had to give up a 6th-round pick for Justin Fields. Guess who's joining us right now?
Welcome to the party,
oh
guys.
Oh, my God.
Well. If it isn't, I don't want to do the show no more.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Hey, we're talking about Justin Field, dog, and how he went to Pittsburgh and nobody care.
What you mean nobody care?
I mean, nobody care.
I mean, I think it's a good deal. He get a chance to kind of learn from Russell Wilson, because Russell Wilson's going to be the starting quarterback. I'm not sure
that's
how
exactly
much.
Exactly what we just said.
Absolutely. You know, he get a chance to learn a year or two.
Yep.
And then he going to take over. I like the deal.
A year or two?
Yeah. I told you that he may get a multi-year deal with Pittsburgh, Russell. They're talking about that right now.
It's going to depend on what he does this year.
This year. So he might get 2 years in Pittsburgh and then go ride off in the sunset.
It's probably going to be one of them Jordan contracts. It's year by year, but it's going to probably have options attached to each year.
But for them, they're giving Justin Fields time to develop. That's the problem. We know he can run.
Is that the problem or is that the good thing?
I mean, I'm saying that was a problem in Chicago. He never got a chance to develop. We knew he could run. But you just don't want a scrambling quarterback because eventually all those hits gonna take him out the game. He won't be able to play for a long time. But now you got a chance to sit back and learn an offense and be part of a system. He never had a system in Chicago.
And he's got some help.
And he got
some help this year. And he's got a great coach.
Oh, yeah.
He got a great coach.
And then they traded off Pickett to the Philadelphia Eagles. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Let us get your thought real quick about Aaron Donald, because we started with him, Rock.
Oh yeah, man. 10 years with the same team. I like this man. He's gonna get his 10-year pension. He got his Super Bowl or two. Did they win one or two?
One.
They won, okay.
One.
He's one of the greatest of this generation. Defensive end could be top.
Okay, that's good.
Top three of all time the position.
That's everything we said. Come on, Rock. You know, here come the sports genius. Yeah, I'm here for it.
Yeah, I'm putting the exclamation point on everything that y'all obviously didn't say. I love it, man. That way you can go ahead and ain't nothing else for him to prove.
Let me ask him this question.
At the age of 32?
Who's the best defensive player?
I already know what he's going to say. Here,
the best defensive player
I'm gonna leave you alone.
In the NFL, in history.
And the best defensive player?
Yeah.
Not defensive line.
Defensive player.
Oh, Deion.
What?
Yeah, prime.
And we forgot about Deion. See?
Prime.
See? So we start saying.
I said Lawrence Taylor. You don't think Lawrence Taylor?
You say Lawrence Taylor, best of all time. And I said, well, I got to put him in my top five. But then in my top five, I realized I ain't have Howie Long. Definitely didn't have Deion in it. So, no, he don't. Best defensive player of all time is tough, and that's what me and Super Dave was saying.
So when you're saying that's why you got to break it up into positions, like you got the defensive line, you got your linebackers,
but
and
they
you got
don't
your
do
secondary.
That for at the end of the year, they give what defensive player of the year?
Right. So now,
McDonald's is not new to chicken, so maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
The defensive player of the year is got to be a person that has that big of an impact on that side of the ball, on the defensive side of the ball, where the offense literally says, I'm not even trying to entertain that. And that's prime. Like,
Lawrence Taylor, too.
Lawrence Taylor was cold. He was cold. He's in the conversation. But my pick is prime, man. He's like, come on. He changed that whole operate, like shutting down a whole side of the field. Like, the offense didn't even want to throw the ball to his side most of the time. Come on, man.
No.
Come on, dog.
Okay, if you want to go 1 and 2, I'm going still Lawrence Taylor. And I know what y'all are going to say. He's just a Deion hater because Deion's coaching at Colorado.
No, Lawrence Taylor is man, he that joker was cold. He definitely got to put him up at the greatest.
And you got to remember, sometimes he was drugged up.
Yeah,
already, coming
sometimes.
On the field.
Sometimes. Sometimes. See them eyes?
Okay, then.
Yeah, man.
You stupid.
And the night before, he would have, what, two or three women?
Man, come on.
Knocking on his door.
Lawrence Taylor was an animal, bro.
And still performing.
A whole problem.
Okay.
Man, come on, dog.
So we're saying Aaron Donald's not in our top five.
I would put Aaron Donald in top five. I put him in top five.
Me in my top 10, dog.
I put him in top five.
I changed mine.
I want to hear this.
I would put him in top five. I'll probably put him at five.
Okay, give me your you gotta put them in order. Don't put them in order.
Don't put them in order. My top five. I mean, top five in no order. Best defensive players of all time.
Yeah.
Deion Sanders, Lawrence Taylor. I got Aaron Donald in there. The other two would probably have to be.
You know, no Reggie White.
Oh man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's why
let's go, Reggie.
I'm telling you, dog. Let's go, Reggie. I had my top five, and I was like, I left out Howie Long. I'm horrible. I left out.
Nah. Howie Long ain't in no top five.
No, not in the top five.
No top five.
Y'all better respect my white boy.
Oh man, not in top five. Okay, we got Reggie White at number in four. Now, who's my fifth defensive player? Man, I'm gonna have to kind of go back and say, either.
What about Bruce from
Bruce Smith?
Bruce Smith.
Nah, it's got to be either someone like Ronnie Lott. Lewis.
Uh-huh, Ray Lewis, Ronnie Lott. Who you taking out? Now, I gave you two.
Ooh.
Now, this is a situation we had a problem with a while ago.
Okay, so we got to have a tie. Because Lott and Lewis, come on, bro. Like, you got to have a couple. Yeah, that's a tie. I got to put six in. That's a tie.
That's why we literally changed our top five and said, okay, he's in our top 10. Yeah. Keep it moving.
Man, and guess what, dog? Like, and this is to Griff's point. Now we got to go back to the Lester Hayes days.
Okay, then.
No,
yes.
No. That's
you
dog.
Know what I'm saying?
That's
Lester
why
Hayes.
We can't be disrespectful.
The,
I know.
The original Jerry Curl Lester Hayes. Like,
Charles
and then,
Haley.
And then Tatum, Jack Tatum. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Dog, don't get me started about most
Randy
of the
White.
Raiders, dog. Most of the Raiders.
Randy White? No.
Man, you were?
Nah.
I can't believe
that. Not Randy White, dog.
Sweet.
Now, Ed Too Tall Jones, he's probably in the top 20.
And that's
Randy was better than Ed Too Tall Jones.
And was like, what about Charles Haley, though?
Charles, yeah. But we can be here all night, dog. We can be here all night.
Yeah. It's hard.
Right, and so you got Mike Singletary.
Justin. Yeah. I forgot about him.
Yeah, it's too. We got to make it a top 10, dog.
Yeah.
It's just too much. We talked about Justin Fields. Oh, what y'all think about Chase Young going to New Orleans?
I like that. I like that.
I thought Chase Young was going to be better than what he was coming out of Ohio State.
Yeah, Chase Young, he's not. He was hurt.
For a big dude. He was hurt.
But he didn't really do anything for the 49ers last year.
Yeah,
he was kind of quiet.
He's a solid player.
He's solid.
But he's not going to be an all-pro or an all-Hall of Fame or nothing, in my opinion.
And the 49ers didn't try to keep him either.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, not at all. They're like, all right then, Chase, you played seven games, dog. Kick rocks. Hey, y'all, that was the NFL wrap-up, and now we're going to get into this March Madness. How about that? Our brackets are filled.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Lego.
Yeah, baby. Now look, we're going to start with the men or the women. Let's do it with the men because the women's, more people are going to watch women's the tournament this year, I guarantee.
Oh, I'm watching it. I'm watching it like a crazy person this year. I'm watching it probably like how you watch it every year anyway.
Yes, sir.
Wait,
yes, sir.
Which one? Both or just
no,
the women?
Let's start with the men.
The women.
Okay.
No, we're going to start with the men, but I'm just saying I'm watching the women like the most I've ever in my whole life.
And the funny part about this is we're making predictions on our brackets, but I can tell you how much of the men's basketball have we watched from October to now?
You about to hear from my bracket that I don't know what I'm talking about. You about to, I might have picked like a female. Ooh, I like their colors. Their mascot is cool.
I was going to say, you remember.
Ain't that a golden griffin over there?
You remember the episode of What's Happening and Dwayne was picking for Rerun's brother. And he made some great picks.
Oh, and he was making picks, and they was like, how you make all them picks?
He said, I love the colors.
Yeah. Yes, I remember.
I think, I'll go first, man. I'm going to get straight to the point. I think in the men's side, they got it right with all the number one seeds. And I think this year, all number one seeds are going to get to the Final Four. I got UConn, North Carolina, Houston, and Purdue in the Final Four.
I got UConn, Arizona. I got, how you do it?
You're right. UConn, and then
I
the
got
bottom.
UConn, Arizona, Duke, and Kansas in my Final Four.
You got Duke making it to the Final Four?
Ain't I got happen. Duke winning it all.
Oh no!
Oh my God!
Oh no!
I got Duke winning it all.
Okay, I can tell you haven't watched not any basketball.
Well, men's. Duke.
Okay.
I like they mascot, big, ugly, funny looking face.
The Blue Devil.
Yeah. I got Duke winning it all.
In my top four, in my Final Four, UConn. I think everybody's going for UConn. North Carolina. I like the Arizona pick you had, Griff.
Yeah. Oh, and the four. Yeah. I'm trying to pick like all the commentators are saying, but you know what I'm saying? Here go why you gotta love March Madness. Because this thing'll be all backwards if Stetson beat UConn.
Oh yeah.
If Yale beat Auburn.
But just think what happened last year.
Oakland beat Kentucky.
Purdue lost in the first round last year. And remember, they were supposed to be a giant last season.
And they got that giant boy that looked like, what was the boxer? What was the wrestler from the 80s?
Andre the Giant. In the He cold, though. He cold, boy.
Okay, I got UConn, North Carolina. I got Purdue. So we all agree. I agree with you on Purdue. But I got Texas Tech. Surprising people.
Who you got winning it?
I got UConn. I got UConn versus Purdue. And UConn winning it.
UConn,
all.
Man. Have you watched UConn, man? I actually watched two of their games.
They're gonna
I watched a couple of games.
Yeah. I got UConn.
They're going to run the gamut, ain't they?
Yeah, I got UConn and Houston in the championship game.
You can't go wrong with Houston. Only thing about Houston, they got a great defense.
You can't go wrong with Houston.
Yeah, they dog on that defensive end.
But when they can't score.
I got Houston playing Duke and then Duke winning.
Nah.
And making it to that way.
All right. Well, let's go to the women's, baby. This is where the excitement's going to be, man.
I'll start because you know more about it. I got South Carolina to win it all. Coach Dawn Staley. Listen, I don't care. I don't want to hear what Rock about to say. And he know all these people that's in there. Coach Dawn Staley is not going to go 64-0 and not win this championship this year.
Well, she was undefeated last year and lost last year.
Lost to
Iowa. No, that's what I'm saying. She ain't going to do it 2 years in a row.
So, my Final Four is South Carolina, Texas.
I like the Texas pick.
Texas got – their defense has got them there.
Too.
Iowa, of course, and UConn.
Yep.
Those are my Final Four.
UConn always going to be sweet.
I'm
always get his girls there.
Yes, sir. And you notice LSU is not in our pick. And they're the defending champs.
Yeah.
And here's why. I think LSU and – UCLA are going to match up in the Sweet 16, and UCLA going to get them. UCLA is one of them. They ain't really got no really big, huge superstars. You know, they got Kiki.
But they play as a team.
Man, they play as a team, and it's like a string. They on the string together, and they is solid on both sides of the ball, and they're coached very well. Not to say LSU is not. On paper, LSU is a better team. But I think UCLA going to get him in the Sweet 16.
Well, what about USC?
Well, we always said that LSU this whole season, they wasn't locked in like they, you know what I'm saying? You know, y'all supposed to be like, we the defending champs. See about us.
Yeah.
And the people were seeing about them.
Come on, man.
And that's why I don't have them winning the championship this year, because they had too many distractions.
Yeah.
They started off the season with, I got South Carolina.
To win it all?
To win it all.
But who you got in your four?
I didn't do the whole four.
He didn't even do the whole final four.
I did my men's. I didn't do the women.
What you just saying, South Carolina?
I just said South Carolina like you.
Man. We will be in a text chain during these games, and we will be letting y'all know what our text chains say. But really, it's because of Rock that I have garnered more respect than I ever have in my life for the women's college basketball game. And I'll just say women's basketball. Well, I'll just say women's basketball. Am I going to watch a WNBA game? Not
no,
at all. Not one.
Not. No, you're not.
Yeah, not one. But these women in college, I'm keeping up with them. I'm keeping up with them.
Because
it's a whole different level. And you can see the fun they having, and you can see the athletes. Like, I bet that girl Juju.
Juju
Man.
Watson.
Let me tell you
Watkins,
something.
Watkins, yeah. Juju, she's the new face of women's college basketball now that Caitlin
absolutely
is yeah. role. Well, Paige Beckers will be back. So,
I was about to say, what about your girl from UConn?
Yeah, she's coming back. We still waiting on Angel Reese to make her decision if she's going to go to the WNBA or not. But Juju Watkins, and you mentioned, what about USC? USC's going to make some noise. I just don't think they'll get past.
They're not all the way.
Yeah, I don't think they'll get past the Sweet 16.
Not yet.
But she coming. That Juju Watkins is coming, boy.
But see, I want to bring this point up about what Griff's just said about women's basketball. You're seeing stars in women's basketball because you're seeing women come out from high school straight to college basketball and playing for 3 or 4 years. Playing for the 4 years.
Right.
So you're seeing stars. You're seeing Caitlin Clark, when we were talking about her 2 years ago, she became a star last season. In our eyes, you probably knew her.
Yeah.
You knew her.
Yeah, she.
But I'm saying, but like for somebody like Mia Griff. Right. Yeah. Like for somebody like Mia Griff, we don't watch women's college basketball a lot.
Right.
So we wouldn't know about that. But once I saw her, I kept my eye on her. Just like Angel Reese.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
Yep.
Did I say that name right?
You said, how'd your daughter do, Rock?
So,
how'd they
Harvard.
Because I saw Columbia something was in there.
We lost to Columbia in the Ivy tournament, in the Ivy Conference tournament, and by 2 points. And it's, man, look, between.
That's 2 years in a row with the closeness, ain't it?
Yeah, but we knocked Columbia out last year. So this was between Columbia, Princeton, and Harvard, and even Penn. Those are the like top four teams in the Ivy League. In women's basketball, and we just beat each other up, man. We go the whole season just most of the time it's kind of 1-1 because we play each other twice. But, yeah, that was a tough one right there, man. They got us by two. They kicked us out, so we didn't get the invitation to the tournament. But Columbia played Vanderbilt yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was the play-in game, and they lost by two to Vanderbilt against a SEC Power 5 school. Princeton,
that's right.
Princeton tips off, I think, today. Or tomorrow, can't remember who they played. So we had two Ivy League teams in the tournament for the first time in a long time. I think it's only the second time ever. You know what I'm saying? And don't be surprised, man, if there's three teams next year. You know what I'm saying? Because I tell people all the time, this the Ivy League basketball, there's some dogs on the men's and women's side.
So how did your daughter do after the – because she had the injury this year,
she had
the
knee injury, yeah.
The knee injury. So
she came back pretty good, man. I mean, her first game back – I think she dropped 31.
Oh, well, yeah, she
I
did
remember.
Come back.
But she finished, man, average 20 points a game. I think she had 8 assists a game. No, she had 6 assists a game and 8 rebounds. And she just missed player of the year. Abby Hsu beat her out from Columbia.
Okay.
And they were neck and neck. Their stats were almost identical.
Yeah.
But Columbia beat us. So of course you got to give it to her, but first
NIT.
Nah, they got the new one. They got the W. It's called the WBIT. Something. It's a new one.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the NIT.
Yeah. So yeah.
I mean, because
nobody interested tournament. That's what it is.
You know what I'm saying?
You can call it the WBC Big Mac Fruit Loop Festival.
It's like,
I'm going to watch Caitlin and them.
Exactly. You know, so. All right, so on that note, man, Griff, you sat down with Rashad White from Tampa Bay Buccaneers, right?
The running back, man. That young man, y'all going to love this interview. It was fun.
I love it. I love it, man. Well, let's get right to that, man. It is what it is. I Hate the Homies podcast. Rashad, exclusive interview with the Grifter himself.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Thanks, Rock T and Super Dave. I'm with Rashad White right now, the running back for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And where'd you say you just came from?
Yeah. So, first of all, man, thanks for having me on. I apologize for being late. That's just who I am as a man, how my mom raised me. I just got done surprising one of my guys, a huge fan of me, a young bull coming up in Tampa. I went to his middle school called Wilson Middle School, and I just sat down with him and his buddies in the middle school and just was having lunch. Ate lunch with him and stuff like that.
Oh man, you are downplaying it. That's huge. If I'm a tattoo Raider fan, if one of the Raiders came and sat with me when I was in junior high, dog, I would go crazy. How was everybody really? I know it was him and his homeboys, but was everybody trying to come by?
Yeah, so everybody was there taking pictures. Everybody, top to bottom, it was awesome. I mean, staff and things like that. So, yeah, it was for sure an awesome experience. It was great energy. You know, everything was great about it.
Rashad, that's so dope, man. I want to get right into it. I want to ask you a couple questions, and then we can lead up and finale it with the Game Changers and Big Brothers and Big Sisters. But tell me what it was like. Now, I know you lived in a gang of apartments, homie. I went to 21 different schools. I was reading some stuff about you, and I was like, man, me and this dude – I want you to talk about your mama, but tell me how your mother is your shero.
Yeah, my mom growing up, same, like you said, just helped mold my brothers to be number one hard workers as men by obviously leading by example, but obviously too, just voicing things like she's the ultimate leader, was the ultimate leader of our family and of our family. So just growing up, seeing her work two jobs and go get her master's and things like that at Mizzou and stuff like that. It was huge for us. Man, just her, like, the way she teach and could lead our household of just making sure we had all the things or knew all the things that we needed to know in order to, you know, sometimes or some nights had to take care of ourselves or just and just understanding of that's how my mom is because she grinding, you know, working a day job, working a night job. Then some days she got to go to class at night, just things like that. So, man. She was so important to us, and like all my brothers now, like we all work hard in everything we do. We give our all in literally everything we do. So it's huge for her to teach us and raise us that way.
The first thing you said was, my mom didn't raise me that way. I apologize for being late. Like, that say a lot about your character and your relationship with your mom. I want to ask, as a young man who was predominantly raised by his mother, man, what was the first thing you got her when you really got some bread? Like, ma, here you go.
So the biggest thing was I just been doing my best to just chip in, send her allowance a month or just send her some bread, things like that, showing appreciation, help her with a car, just things like that. So that's been the biggest thing I've been doing it. I mean, I've been doing – my mom just always been a mom that she just don't, you know, want to just sit on her butt. She always want to just keep doing something, keep working, straight things up. Like that. But, like, she now currently lives in Dallas and doing her thing in Dallas and stuff like that. So, just when I went out there to surprise her, actually a weekend or so ago, she didn't know I was coming, her and some of my other family members I got in Dallas. Just, like, you know, I just surprised Stan that I got. I just was out there in Dallas, some nice-looking houses, nice-looking things. So, you know, just mom started wondering, she happy in Dallas and things like that. So, you know, I just thought about thinking what, you know, kind of house I would buy for her and just things like that. So, like, that already played mine. obviously, you know, I was drafted a third round pick, so I try to do right. I try to be smart with my money and understand it's a process. And, you know, some things in everybody's situation is different and mine's just take time. But, you know, I'm doing the best thing we're going to do. You know, we're going to talk about it on the field and I'm going to just do my best thing to keep killing. So that way, you know, I could change the market of the running backs and bring it back really up and, you know, be able to do something special for my family.
I love it, man. Answer me this. What do you think about, would you going to a junior college first and then going to Arizona State? What do you think about, was it a bunch of NIL stuff going on when you was in school real tough?
The NIL stuff came around my last year. Actually, Arizona State. So I think it came around, like 2021 of Arizona State. It opened up in July. They was already talking about it during the spring and how it's going to work. But like how it is now, it was nowhere near that. But you know, it was good. It was good. And it did a lot of help me justice because my first daughter, it helped me out a lot to take care of two households and make sure the mother of my child was straight and never was in need of, you know, anything and make sure my daughter had a lot of stuff that, you know, that I didn't have like as a kid or I didn't have like, and, you know, just get means of not struggling and stuff like that. So
straight up.
NIL, you know.
So your team goes to the playoffs, man. How was Baker Mayfield as a leader?
Huge, man. He's tremendous to our team. Just nice. Everything that he brings to the table, man. Just chippy guy, fiery guy. You know, he gonna give you his all. And, you know, we all understand the game of football and things like that. And he does a great job of just understanding to keep moving on, having a strong mentality. And you know, he's just a guy that's going to, like I said, lay it all on the line. So, man, just like you said, just going to that game. And, you know, we still sick about the Detroit game, just to be honest, because we feel like we left things out there. And that's just facts, you know. And at the end of the day, we give credit where credit's due. Another thing how my mom raised me. So, you know, I don't never got no excuses. You know, they beat us. And at the end of the day. So we've been thinking about that for so long and we're going to think about that all year and just keep stacking. But Baker's huge and he's huge for our team.
Love that he got a contract deal and going to be there for a minute, man. And I pray that you get yours. I here goes some rant. Do you still play Madden? Are you a Madden player?
To be honest, nah. I never play Madden, but
really?
You know, I'll be hearing and I'll be out in the community doing stuff and young fans and young guys that still play the game. I mean, that play a game alive and stuff like that. And they tell me like I'll be killing and I'll be winning the money on Madden. But I still be beefing with Madden because I don't think my overall is where it should be.
I know that's right, dog. Hold on. Now that you said people be winning you money. What do you think? Do you think these betting parlays and all, you know, we need Rashad to get three more yards and two receiving yards. Do the players even talk about that ever?
Honestly, no. We don't even think of nothing about that. Not that I know the guys I be around. We don't think about nothing like that. I mean, I got a homeboy. He nice and he be doing like parlays, doing his own thing. But he don't ever come to me asking me questions about none of that. He just go with what he feel and go with his gut. And I'll be clowning and stuff like that if he lose because he'd be sick as heck. But,
like, my son, too, though.
Yeah, he'd be, like, so mad and so sick. But,
right.
Just to be honest, like, we don't never talk about that. And, sure, like, the fans, they got to understand, I want 3 yards for myself.
Right. It don't have nothing to do. I know it don't have nothing to do with Jim and Macon, Georgia. You wanted them three for you.
Yeah, and then at the end of the day, too, I mean, it's not like my teammates. You know, don't want 3 yards from me or whatever like that. Or if they get beat on a block, or if they get beat, you know, it just happens. It's football, man. So sometimes it just, you know. But I be seeing all the stuff. They think things is really scripted or
right.
This is rigged and all that. And
yeah. Man, I want to ask this, and then we can go into the Big Brother, Big Sister. What's your most favorite play that you've had so far being in the NFL? I saw a nice run. On ESPN, they got from Baker a pass for a touchdown that got about 3 million views. But what's your favorite play?
My favorite play would probably be maybe my rookie year, maybe. When I stiff formed, we played out in Germany. It was the first game I started as a rookie.
That's right. And you came in for Leonard Fournette. That's right.
Yeah, I started. I went for 100 yards. And, I had the, famous stiff form on, Quandre or whatever. But, you know, it was one of the moments because, you know, confidence and stuff like that is key. So, it was just one of the moments in life, you really, I'll be low here. this is me. I'm really one of them guys. I'm really one of them ones and stuff like
that. Man, don't downplay it. You got your first start overseas and you stiff-armed the hell out of somebody, dog. That was amazing. You was in there.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'll probably say that for sure. But I was blessed, man. My rookie year had some good plays, man. I mean, I think I scored like a 3-second walk-off, game-winning touchdown. I was blessed for sure. Like, I had some, like, incredible, phenomenal plays. Like, scored, going to overtime against the Cardinals on Christmas.
Yes, sir.
Like, a night game. Like, you know, so, like, I had some – it was put in some great situations by, like, you know, Tom Brady, great plays, coaches that trust and believe in me and my work and what I do.
For you, for your whole rest of your life, are you hands down Tom Brady is the GOAT, dog?
So, yeah, I mean, I believe he's the GOAT right now. It's just probably a difference in saying, like, who's the GOAT and who would you take.
Right.
But, I mean, like, I believe he's the GOAT. I mean, I believe, yeah, the next only person that's close is Patrick. And,
Man.
I mean, I got a lot of good love because I'm a guy that's from Kansas City, Missouri. So,
I've seen
the Chiefs being down. You know what I'm saying? I've seen the down years. You know, I've seen just the struggling years. I've seen the fans really putting in tears and crying and everybody, all that. So I love what him and Trav and Andy and the rest of the guys too. I want to give them their credit, what they're doing for the city, man. It's amazing, man.
I know you from Kansas City, dog. I've been to Arrowhead 5 times and we ain't win one time, dog. I do not care about the Chiefs, partner. I used to not like Denver, but it's starting to shift, dog, to the Chiefs. But anyway, hey, being a big brother, big sister, game changer, and having a life you've had, having the fame you've had, really having to climb and work, and your dad not being there, and then him coming back and being there, and then your brother getting in that accident, man. How important is it for you to be a mentor? Like, I mean, just like what you did today, not even 15 minutes ago, or going to go sit with a young man. Dog, that kid will never forget what you did today for the rest of his life, man. But how important is it for you to be that mentor, to be that big for them littles?
For me, man, it's just huge. Always, like, you know, just to give back and shine and shine a light on the kids and just, you know, appreciate life and appreciate, you know, everybody in general. So just to be like a part of, to help out big brothers, big sisters, and, you know, a guy that grew up in the program himself and, you know, at a time where, you know, my brother was getting older. We all had different schedules and things like that. And I could get a mentor to come and, you know, if my brothers came or they got to do something, they got practice or they got this, and me and him could go play ball. We could go play whatever or go grab some food, go grab ice cream, man. It was huge for me. So just to be able to just shine light and give my wisdom and give, you know, kind of what I've been through in my life, give the game to the next game changers coming up, the next bigs, or and just, like, do certain little events to, like you said, the same thing, just be there at certain events, just kicking it with the littles and the kids. That's a part of the program, man. That's just huge to me to be able to do that.
Rashad, I appreciate you, man. I really thank you for taking your time. It means so much that you were a little late because you was sitting with some kids at a junior high school, man. That's the better story than I interviewed you.
Man, that's what I'm talking about, Griff, man. Amazing job with the interview. That dude is dope.
That was great, man.
Thank you.
Man.
Yeah,
so
he's cool. Very, very humble.
Coming to the close, episode number 92. I wasn't here at the beginning, but did you get it right? Was it Reggie White this time?
I got it right.
It's going to be Reggie White in all the 90s. For the next 8 weeks.
I told him to
stop.
For
the next 7 weeks, it's Reggie White.
I mean, he had a week to prepare.
Right.
Because he messed
Super
up.
Like... Dave was happy for me.
Tell a friend to tell a friend to listen and watch I Hate the Homies podcast. Rock Teasy is who I be.
It's your boy Griff, a.k.a. Griff Stradamus, a.k.a. Mr. Go Blue, a.k.a. Jason the Jet Terry, and I hate the homies.
And it's your boy Super Dave, but guess what, y'all?
We don't care.
We don't care.
Deuces!
Ah, I hate the homies.